Sheboygan's Morning News continues, and joining us in studio, Detective Eric Edson with the Sheboygan Police Department. He pops in usually a couple times a month, keeps us always on top of some scams and fraud that's impacting Sheboygan County. Eric, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Kelly. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So what do we got today?
A lot of stuff. Right off the bat, I just want to talk about a couple of scams that are circulating in the area. Some we've talked about before, but just kind of bring attention to them. The first one really impacts more some of the local community businesses and different organizations that provide services to the community. We got a call from one of the local service organizations saying that they got a call from someone purporting to be from the Social Security Administration saying that they were with some kind of community affairs department and wanted to provide additional services to their clients and started asking for personal information. Social Security numbers, names, birth dates, things like that. And what kind of initially threw the person off was that the caller ID did say Social Security Administration. And we've talked about before, you can't really trust that. So, luckily, they didn't provide any information, and you know they were aware of that this is probably a scam and wanted to provide that information to other people in the community to be aware of that, that if you do get a call from someone unsolicited that is pretending to be from the Social Security Administration, IRS, anything like that, don't provide any information before you verify who you're speaking with.
Right.
The number that the person called from, I did a little bit of checking, and it actually, when you call that number, is an old Social Security Administration number, is just not in service anymore. So they find out these recycled numbers. They may use the name. If you go on the Social Security website, they may find the name of a prominent official that works for the Social Security Administration and use that name, identify themselves as that person. But again, anything that's unsolicited like that, don't provide that information or the phone, and you can't trust caller ID. That's kind of the other lesson from that.
Yeah, and they do everything they can to make everything seem legitimate on their end, as you kind of just pointed out here. It's sometimes it's tough, but
it is. You just have to kind of have these hard and fast rules. Like if you receive an unsolicited message, email, or phone call, you should not give that person information. You should hang up or and find out. Call the number like for a bank or something on your statement or on your credit card statement. Call that number so you know for sure that you're speaking with a legitimate source.
All right, very good. What else have you got here?
We talked about this one before. It's the pay-to-drive checks, and there's a couple variations of this scam, but essentially you might receive a check in the mail that appears to be a legitimate check saying that they're going to pay you to drive your car around with like one of those vinyl wraps on it to advertise for a business or something like that.
Sure.
And the check is usually for like $1,900, $2,000, something like that, and they're going to pay you like $500. The rest is supposed to be for you to pay the contractor to come and wrap your vehicle. So they want you to deposit the check, you keep your cut, and then you forward the remainder of the balance to whoever they tell you to forward it to. Well, that check will probably clear the bank because it's probably either a stolen routing number and account number of a legitimate company that had a data breach and had their information scammed, or it just might be a fake check that'll pass that initial deposit screening, but later on, once it tries to clear, it'll bounce back. And you're on the hook for that money. Your bank typically is not going to reimburse you for that money. So if you receive, this one was particularly should have been obvious, and the woman who provided this information to us did not obviously follow through on it. But
well, that's good.
Right. She had not applied for this job of driving around her car, and the letter that came with the check said, "We're responding to your inquiry about doing this job." So these checks are out there. We do have several of them posted on our website. We created a new page on our fraud prevention website for the police department.
Okay.
If you go to the SheboyganPolice.com website, along the top, if you click on the community tab and kind of scroll down, there's a fraud prevention tab for the page there, and there's a real life examples page that we've created. So there's examples of checks, fraudulent checks that are out there, some of these letters, things like that, just so you can see real life examples of what these checks look like. And we've identified things to look for on those checks that maybe can help you identify that they're fraudulent and not legitimate checks.
Wow. It's amazing what they come up with.
Right?
It really is.
The good news is there are checks that are circulating that are legitimate. FTC is actually sending out checks right now for people that might have been defrauded or paid for certain debt relief services. The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, did an investigation. There was a lawsuit, and there's money going out. So we actually had another listener bring a check in wondering if it was legitimate. And we have copies of that check as well as the letter that came with it on the website as well, so you can kind of see what to look for and how we know that that check is legitimate. What it comes down to is the FTC is not asking, that letter was not asking for any of your personal information, was not asking you to deposit the check and send some money someplace else. It was just simply a check with an explanation, a website to go to verify, you know, if you have questions about it. So everything about it appears legitimate. And when you go to the website, you can see that they are sending out these checks and that this is what it's going to look like. And this is the information that's going to be on there. So you can feel confident cashing that check or depositing it in your account. So, you know, with all the warnings that we send out about fake checks and illegitimate checks, it's nice to know that there are, you know, when you do get a check, there are some things to look for that you can kind of determine whether it's real or not.
Yeah. It makes me feel good, I guess, that, you know, this lady that you talked about that got this check was savvy enough to realize this doesn't smell like it should,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
She sensed the red flags and she was savvy enough not to fall for it. So
absolutely,
that's good. We like to hear those stories.
Absolutely,
right?
Getting the education out there and having people just take that few second pause before you follow through on something. Don't feel pressured. We've talked about that a lot before. That's what the scammers rely on, is pressuring you to act quickly and not be checking in with other people. And so to take that time and just do a little bit of investigation really helps out a lot.
Super. Anything else on that, Eric? Otherwise, you want to move ahead to some summer travel safety tips here.
Sure. We were just talking. It's beautiful weather outside. Yeah. People are starting their family vacation. So I just wanted to remind people of just a couple, just real quick, a couple travel safety tips to help prevent you from falling victim to fraud or being separated from your money or having your identity stolen so that later on there's issues. So when you're booking travel, make sure you stick to the legitimate travel sites, the brand name travel sites, or book directly with the airline, hotel, car rental company. Don't reply to these too good to be true ads that you might see online or in a text message or an email. Those are almost always scams, either to collect your credit card information or your personal information. So really just go to the brand name travel sites that we're all familiar with and book your travel through there.
Okay.
Consider doing a mail hold. One of the tips for people that like to try to get your personal information is, you know, pulling mail from a mailbox. And if you've got mail piling up for a week or several days at your house, that is a clue to people that you're not home, and also to burglars that might burglarize your home. So it's free to set up. If you just go to the post office website, you can set up a free mail hold. They'll hold your mail for however long you're going to be gone and deliver it when you get back. Use a credit card, not a debit card. We've talked about that too, that debit cards don't have the same consumer protection that a credit card does. So make sure you're using a credit card when you're traveling and not a debit card. And it's a good idea to let your credit card company know that you're traveling and that they have a current telephone number for you in case there are fraudulent transactions, that they can get a hold of you. Make sure that it's you using your card and not somebody else. I also recommend, some people just like to use cash, but when you're traveling, cash can be lost or stolen and it's not easily replaceable, obviously, whereas a credit card, if there's a fraudulent transaction or something happens, you're not going to be responsible for those fraudulent transactions. So credit card is probably the safest way to pay for stuff.
Okay.
Everyone's got a smartphone, it seems. When you're traveling, make sure you lock your smartphone with either a biometric device or a digital six-digit code. That's probably the most secure. So in case you lose it or something like that, people can't get into your phone. Turn off automatic connections to Wi-Fi so you're not unknowingly connecting to a public Wi-Fi spot or something like that. And you should really never use public Wi-Fi, especially for sensitive information, if you're going to be checking your bank account or doing sensitive communications. But if you do need to use some sort of public Wi-Fi or like the hotel Wi-Fi, make sure you're using a VPN client on your phone. Virtual private network, there's a lot of vendors out there for those things, and they help protect and encrypt your information while you're online. And then the final thing is just watch out for data skimmers at public charging stations. So when you go to the airport or certain places, they have the, for convenience, you can plug in your phone to their USB port. scammers are able to remove those plates and put data skimmers behind there. So when you plug that in, instead of charging your phone, it's actually connecting to the data on your phone, and they're downloading all your data, personal information,
wow,
onto a flash drive, and then later on recovering that and having your information. So bring your own charger, plug into an electrical outlet, not into one of those USB charging stations, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, good advice. Definitely good advice. Eric, thanks so much for coming in. Anything else you want to add to all this?
I just really appreciate the opportunity to provide this education to the public. It's clearly having an effect. You know, it's nice to get feedback from the community,
right,
that, you know, they're aware of these scams or provide examples. If people out there do get emails or get examples of checks or letters in the mail, I'd love to see them. You can drop them off at the police department or email them to me at the police department. We can maybe talk about them on the air or put them on our website to educate more people about the scams that are out there. It's hard to sometimes visualize that stuff when we're talking on
right,
radio, so to see a real life copy of it on our website
sometimes helps.
So if you have copies of those emails or checks, letters, things like that, please send them in.
All right, very good. Detective Eric Edson, thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Kelly. You
All
bet.
Right.